mean, hiring managers, here's a secret. They don't like the hiring process any more than you do as a job seeker. I mean, it's true. They have a day job. It's not hiring. It's not interviewing. It's not reading resumes. And they have an open role, which means they're taking on more work than they want to be doing. So they want the hiring process to end just as much as you do. So, you know, they're ready to be done with it. But they tend to hire the safe candidate, which tends to be the traditional candidate, because they, you know, they don't want to take a risk. That loss aversion is very strong. They don't want to ruin their reputation. They don't want to have to hire somebody new in 6 months. So it's like, you know, I'd rather have an average, safe, traditional candidate than having somebody who might be a risk. And so you're right. That's not fair, Nick. And you know what else is not fair? It's not fair they hire the younger candidate, the older candidate. It's not fair that the person with more tenure got laid off and the newer person didn't. There's so many things in the job search that really aren't fair. And what I find is that when people are switching careers, they put their time into all of these traditional processes and they get frustrated and they get, you know, rejected and they feel, wow, I guess I'm really not good enough to do this. And 90% of the cases, that's not it. What's it is that you can't get in front of the decision makers and make a good enough case. And what I don't want people doing is wasting their time on some of these things that just don't work and chasing fairness, as I call it, and trying to make the system fair, and then not having that energy left to really go after what they want. And here's the other thing that, you know, about it's not fair. Guess what? When you get hired as a switcher, somebody's going to say, well, that's not fair. I actually had the traditional background and you got hired. So it's an interesting concept. And I think it's, you know, outside the job search is something you have to look at, you know, across your life.